We had left off at an impasse, some problems, and the beginning of a solution. Let's remember where we're at, and let's search forward. Mishnah Memdala Menalef tells us that Machlokes, what bracha you make on water. The description of drinking water is specifically that extra term, Hashosamayim Litzma'o. The last Gemara in the Perek talks about how we paskin, in terms of which bracha you say in water. The answer is we make, as we know, a bracha we show another, we make, but when water, as we saw with oil, the question is under what circumstances is water called for shako and when? No. And here specifically, the Gemara is a very brief diuk. Well, it's ma'o as opposed to when you're choking on a piece of meat. Chanakte umtso. Tosa says two things about that. Tosa is the top of the name of Aleph. Makes two comments. The first comment is this whole limitation of chanakti umtso is only relevant to mayim. It's not relevant to other mashkin. Other mashkin, if you drink orange juice, if you drink chocolate milk, in order to clear your throat, you would make a shahako. If you drink wine in order to clear your throat, an interesting choice, you presumably would make a bar piagafen. It's only water that for which chanakte umsa knocks out the bracha legamre. That's the first point the Tosas makes. The second point the Tosas makes is a machlokas, seemingly unrelated machlokas, Rabbeinu Amram and Rabbeinu Moshe, ironic pair of names, sounds like they're father and son, Rabbeinu Amram and Rabbeinu Moshe, about given that there is a din of chanakte umsa, at least by mayim. So it says chanakte umtso only knock out the bracha rishona, it does even knock out the bracha achrona. Rabbeinu Amram says chanakte umtso is no bracha rishona, but of course you make a bracha achrona. And Rabbeinu Moshe says no, chanakte umtso is no bracha rishona and no bracha achrona. You want to understand each one, and we also want to understand the connections between the two, if there are connections, or they're just disconnected pieces, paragraphs, and Tosas. So we began to, at number one, talk about the opening half of Tosas, the ratio of Tosas, this idea that many Rishonim quote from Tosas, that for water, it's only for water that the Gemara is saying, if you're drinking for some other purpose, you're potter. If you're drinking coffee for some other purpose, you're drinking chocolate milk for some other purpose, you're drinking V8, for some other purpose, or cranberry juice cocktail, so then all of a sudden you always make a bracha. So we could have said it's meduyik in the Gemara's diuk. The Mishnah only had added the term litzma'o by mayim specifically. Tosfos, you could have pushed back on that though. Okay, maybe that's the most common example is you grab some water. The Tosfos had shel tzu, this is where we left off last time. Tosas shel tzu to our Gemara back on Daf Lamed Vav, where the Gemara had said that you make a bracha on oil, even though it's also the refua, but since you're having in a situation where you would make a bracha on oil, it's la nigron, the refua you mix in ta nigron, so the fact that the refua makes it the ikar, even though refua is not really a reason to make a bracha, but you also, for refua you wouldn't make a bracha, but for hana, there's also hana. That's what Tosas says, same thing here. You're having some other drink, chanakte umtza, but there's also hana. Chanakte umtza, but it's also hana. What sort of hana, what does that mean? But why are you elevating the hana? Which hana counts, which hana doesn't count? All hanas are equal, but some are more equal than others. They say, well, you have hana of drinking water, it quenches your thirst, that's good. Doesn't quench your thirst, doesn't count. But the hana of drinking orange juice is always there. Even though the hana of clearing your throat, that's also hana. You don't make a bracha on the hana of clearing your throat. You don't make a bracha on the hana of taking medicine. What do you mean? It's going to make me feel better. No. The hana of, so what is this hana that water sometimes has only if you're thirsty? The other drinks have always. That's what we saw yesterday. You look, we had the opportunity to use alternative parallel tosis and to add to what's going on in our tosis. So if you look at Tos Ben Yehuda Sir Leon, Talmud of the Re, Ben Yehuda of Paris, I mean, and in Tosa Rosh as well, which is the addition, probably the addition of Tosa Shans that the Rosh took with him when he fled Germany for Spain. If you look in both of them, they add a word, which is Tamo. The hana, you have the hana of the tamo ushtiyaso. Water is tasteless. So water, if it quenches your thirst, that's great. If not, not. Whereas other drinks, aside from the fact that it may quench your thirst, there's some taste. By other drinks, there's automatic hana built in. That's hana of tam. I think some also suggest alternatively that other drinks are zayin. Other drinks give you mazon. Remember that we said that water and salt don't have mazon. There's no calories. So the nutritional value of water is that it's hydrating you. So if you need hydration, sorry, that gives you hydration. If you're good to go, so nothing. But any other drink is going to give you A, tam, as the Rabbi Yehuda says, and B, it gives you mazon, which gets you thinking about a question I'll raise now, and we'll come back to in a little while, which is about how other that Yehuda already raised. If you look in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah, they like to malak al the recent Achrenim. So, and the Mishnah Berurah himself already has some very clever third, it's not really Tzmo, it's not really Chanak Te'umtza. How about I'm having a drink to cool down, or I'm having a drink, a hot drink, to warm up. Or, you may have heard from some rabbeim who always, not just sometimes, always have a bottle of wine, a shiva and a shiva, who I don't think he ever gives a shiva without having a little 16-ounce bottle of water. Always drinks water when he speaks. Helps his throat, right? Or you have someone who feels like he has a very dry mouth. So he's drinking water because he has a hard time speaking. He has a dry mouth, a dry throat. So where does that fall in? So that's an interesting question to think about. And already the discussion of the tam and the mazon of other drinks, or the hydration of water as opposed to refuah, as opposed to umtsa, that already gets you thinking. But first, let's move on. Having raised that question, let's move on to the second half of Tosfos. That's where we had left off yesterday. The second half of Tosfos, it seems like it's Rabbeinu Amram and Rabbeinu Moshe, and they're arguing about whether you make a bracha afterwards or before. Tosfos doesn't make it clear what the issue is, and Tosfos doesn't make it clear to what extent is it connected to the first half of Tosfos. The only thing you hear in Tosfos is Rabbeinu Moshe said that there's no hana, so there's no bracha, which is a fair point. That seems to be the whole driver. So why is Rav Amram disagree? So you look in Tosa Rosh, and then, sorry, look in Tosa Rosh and Yehuda, and then even more so, the Tosa Rosh, things start to fall into place. That's where we left off yesterday. Let's take a look inside. Tosa Rosh adds here, he gives you some background. The first thing he tells you who these people are. He tells you, in case you didn't know, Rav Amram this is a Seder Rav Amram Gaon. This is not a Risha name Rav Amram. This goes back to the 800s. Rabbeinu Moshe is probably Rabbeinu Moshe of Kusi. So there, this is not a one generation off. This is centuries apart. The Seder of Amram, Hechad Hanakte Umtza. You can either follow Amrim from Tosu Ben Yehuda, you can also, if you want to, follow along in Tosu Rosh, and you'll see how much of a divergence there is. Seder of Amram, Hechad Hanakte Umtza. The Lo Boy Baruche. Chanakti Umtza, you'll make a bracha. So Shadar Rav Paltoi Rosh Yeshiva. So he had a letter. Sounds like from Rav Paltoi is Rosh Hashiva to Rav Amram, who later on, presumably was the Gaon, was Rosh Hashiva. Mikamede l'shti elo yivar sha'akam v'shem da'anis. Basu shti em bevarech bar nefashis. You don't make a bracha beforehand because you're honest. But afterwards, you do make a bar nefashis. The ain nearly, or as a, the ain nearly. But Rav Yehuda says, I don't think so. I don't think so. Time is shumd lomis hani. Mali lifnei, mali ma'achareim. Fadei lo tzar lu rechakal, lo lifnei v'lo achareim. So now it expands a little bit in the way Tos quotes Rabbeinu Moshe, and expands a lot in terms of Rav Amram Gaon. His argument was, be'etzim, you shouldn't make a bracha. Chanak te'umtza is just a problem that you're honest, you can't make a bracha. That's what it sounds like. That's one of the easiest interpretations. Of you can't make a bracha. I know some guys spend some time doing some of the Tarmada research of can you or can you not speak while something, if food is in your, I don't point out, if food is in your trachea, food is in your windpipe, that then you're truly choking, and then drinking something probably is not going to help at all. If food is in your esophagus, where drinking something can help wash it down, so then apparently the argument is that one can, in theory, speak while there's food stuck in your esophagus. I have to imagine, though, that it would probably be very difficult if you're in distress over food stuck in your esophagus. I imagine it would be pretty difficult to speak normally with any semblance of kavana. So Rav Amram said, so the Gaonim understood that, oh, you don't make a bracha rishona because you can't. There's no reason not to make a bracha achrona. So what's what are Balya Tosis responding? Tosis names it as Rabbeinu Moshe. Tosis Yehuda and Tosis just presented sort of a general approach to Balya Tosis. So what do they say? They say, no, the reason why you're potter is not because you're honest. The reason why you're potter is because there's no hanah. This is not machayev in bracha. Where did Tosis get that from? Well, what's really going on? Which Gemara? Laman Vav. Exactly. What's really going on here, and now you realize, if you just look at Tosis, it seems like separate pieces. What's really going on here, you see from the Tosis Ben Yehuda, is that this is an application of what Tosis said earlier. Tosis Ray said earlier, you sowed that our Gemara Memhei and our Gemara Laman Vav are two halves of the same. The two puzzle pieces that fit together. It's really the same issue. It's you make a bracha, you don't make a bracha on refuah, you don't make a bracha on chanakte umtza, but to say it more sharply, the way Tosfos understood it is chanakte umtza and refuah aren't reasons not to make a bracha. It's just a lack of a reason to make a bracha. It's not a mafia, it's not a poter, it's just a heder mechayim. There's no reason in order to be chayv to make a bracha. There has to be hana. Going back to lamed hey, going back to basics. You make bracha on hana. Refuah is not hana. That's what Tosfos said. Chanak tiumtza is not hana. That's not hana. It's not an anti hana. It's not a davar hapoter. It's not that refuah poisons the well. It's not that chanak tiumtza poisons the well. It's just nothing. Just like if I take oil and I smear it on my body. If I take Shem and Zayis, I smear on my body, I don't make a bracha. Not that sicha is bad, it's just there's no achila, there's no shtia. It just remains a zero. If I look at food on the table, I don't make a bracha. Why? Because looking at food makes me potter? No, because I haven't eaten it yet. So there's a lack of a mechayev. So what Tosis, the way Tosis is understanding, memhei, is chanak tiumtza doesn't make you potter. It just doesn't make you chayev. So you remain at zero. Where'd they get that from? Because the Gemara had said on our Gemara back on Amud Vav that you do make a bracha on refuah if it's oil. Why? Because despite the fact that there's refuah, but there's also hana. It's also understood to mean there are two different things going on. There are two different benefits, outcomes here. By drinking the oil, you're having the hana either of tam or of mazon, and you're also getting the therapeutic benefit that it's solving your throat. And Tosfos says, it's not that refuah makes it bad. Refuah isn't anti-bracha, it's just neutral. Just a lack of a mechayim. So if there's also hana, you'll make a bracha on the hana. And Tosfos had plugged that into the Gemara Menhei. Tosfos had said, and that chanakti umtze is also, there's nothing bad about chanakti. I mean, it's uncomfortable to be choking, but from a Hilchos Bracha standpoint, Chanak Tumtze isn't a poter, it's just a lack of a Mechayev. Which is why, number one, Tosis had said, if you had some drink other than water, you would make a Bracha, even though you take Chanak Tumtze, because it's the same as Lamed Vav. There are two things going on. It's Chanak Tumtze, it's relieving your throat, and it's also the Hanashtia of the choking look. And then the second half Tosa is not disconnected. Now, Nafkamina number two is that when you are having water and Chanak Teumtza, Kishemi Yom Meke Bracha Rishona, you also, Tosa's holds, Yom Meke Bracha Achrona, because there's no Mechayev. There's no Mechayev. What did the Gaonim think? Why is he making that point? Because the Gaonim apparently read our Gemara differently. The Gaonim said, Tosa said, I don't understand what he's saying. Why would you make a Bracha Achrona? Ah, because the Gaonim apparently understood, Rav Amram Gaon, Rav Paltoi Gaon, they understood that the reason why Chanak Tiumtza Yom Meke Bracha is because you can't. Because we're choking. You can't make a bracha, I'm choking. That's the whole point. I'm choking. So that's why he says, okay, so beforehand, you have no choice. Take the drink the water without making a bracha. But by the time you're done drinking the water, you can't make a bracha rishona, but why wouldn't you make a bracha acharona? If you want to be technical, the Gaonim understood the Chanak de Umtza is a mafkia. You're not going to make a bracha because you're choking. That's the reason, it's not just a lack of a machai. You are chayiv, you're drinking water. But I'm choking. But I'm choking. So I can't make a bracha. Physically, it's either, again, depending on the results of your physiological research, either it's impossible to make a bracha when you're choking, when you have something stuck in your esophagus, or at the very least, it is incredibly difficult to make a bracha when you're in distress. Alternatively, maybe you really are choking and still before the flap, just sort of stuck in your upper throat, and that's why you're trying to use water to dislodge it so it doesn't get further stuck. That's how the Gaonim read Mem Hei. Chanak Tiumtza doesn't mean the way the Baliatosis understood it. It's just, you're drinking it for some purpose other than Hana. It's Chanak Tiumtza is a problem. I'm not going to make a bracha daf because I can't, because I'm choking. And therefore, it's not a halachic mafkia, it's a physical mafkia. Well, and that's why the Gaonim said, but of course, make a bracha achrona. But Tosos is what do you mean? But there's no Hana. That's because Tosos did what? Tosos chose to apply Daf Lamed Vav to Daf Mem Hei. The Gaonim never said that. Tosos assumed that our Gemara is the Gemara Mem Hei with the water is parallel to Gemara Lamed Vav with the oil. You have the two purposes. You have the Hana of the Shtiyah as well as the Refuah. So Tosin, so that's what's going on here also. The Chanak Teumtza is parallel to Refuah. It's a non-nutritive, it's a non-mazon, a non-tam purpose. It's a zaitik purpose. It's a peripheral reason to eat or drink. So you don't, it's not Mechayiv Yom Bracha. That's not the way Gaonim read it. Which, by the way, also means that if you ask, now let's take the next step. What other nafkamina is there in the way the Gaonim read the Chanak Teumtza? It's not just like refuah that like there's no reason to make a bracha. Chanak Teumtza means you can't make a bracha because you're choking. So one nafkamina was the Gaonim held that if you drank water because you were choking, when you're done you make a bracha bar nefashos. Another nafkamina should be what? Right. If you drink fakert. That if you drink orange juice to take a pill, you don't make a bracha on the orange juice. Well, let's take that back. If you drink oil, let's do that again. If you drink chocolate milk because Chanak Teumtza, you don't make a bracha rishona. Because the first half of Tosfos, right? Both halves of Tosfos, both psakim of this Tosfos are rooted in their assumption that these two sugyas are intertwined. Right, the first nafkamina was Chanak Teumtza. You do make a bracha on some other drink, and number two was, but if it's water Chanak Teumtza, Tosfos disagrees with the Gaonim and said there's no bracha achrona either. So both of those are built on the assumption that the Gemara in Lama Vav informs the Gemara on Daf Mem Hei. The third point is probably, practically speaking, how do you translate and how do you apply Chanak Teumtza? The Gaonim seem to be assuming Chanak Teumtza only means you're actually choking and can't make a bracha. Whereas, you wouldn't say swallowing a pill is not the same as Chanak Teumtza. Make a bracha, drink the water, like what's the big deal? It's because you can't, mamash anus. Whereas Tosfos has a much, their whole shpar is they're equating Chanak Teumtza to refuah. Not that you have an physical inability to make a bracha, it's that there's no halachic grounds. There's no halachic reason to make a bracha because of lack of hana. So Taka, what led Tosfos to make this equation? And once you see the Gaon, you realize Taka, the Gemara didn't really say it. The Gemara had said, as we pointed out the other day, the Gemara here says very little. Hashos amayim utzma, you make a bracha, as opposed to chanak teumtza, make a bracha. Right? So Tosfos, we were coming from Lamed Vav. It says, right, Geshmak, oh, this is also Lamed Vav. Tosfos says, I'll put it all together. But my then you see the Gaonim, especially once you see Rei Yehuda and Tosa Rush, that the discussion about Rav Amram isn't a separate shtickle. It's not just a new prat, a new halachic discussion within the world of Chanak Yumtza. It's a discussion of the same conceptual issue. How do you read Memhei? Then you talk to Zayisav, talk, where Tosas come from? It's such a big chiddush. Who told you? Who said this chiddush? The Gemara just say Chanak Yumtza, you don't make a bracha. Where did they get from that's all the same Islam involvement, it's all Hana, Taka? Who addresses that point? The Tosa Ben Yehuda does not address that point, but in a later set of Tosas, in Tosa Rosh, that Tosa Rosh adds, we already saw what Tosa Ben Yehuda and the Tosa Rosh add over and above our Tosas. They look at Tosa the Harosh, he further adds one last segment. Here, Chanak de Umtza, the way the blot are set up, the Tosa Ben Yehuda has this Tosas the end of Memdal and Beis, Tosa Rosh, like our Tosas, has the top of Memhem and Alf. So it begins the same way Tosas and Tosa Yehuda opens, the first half of Tosas, Nana Bitaimo, then Seder of Amram Gon, Velo Nehira. And then he says, the Gam Kash, the last three lines, this is only Tosa Rosh says, the Gam Kasha Li Al Divri Rav Paltoi, my Hutzrach Lishnos Litzmo, Lemaute de Chanak de Umtza, Pshita Ha'anas. What Tosa Rosh just say in a very simple line that makes a big, packs a big punch? What was he saying? First, this is translate. I'm bothered by the Gonim, Kashali al Divrei of Paltoi, right? Rav Amram was quoting from Paltoi. Ma Hutzrach Lishnos, not Lishanos, not that we're changing, Lishnos, to teach in the Mishnah, like Kasani. Why did we need to have, say in the Mishnah, Litzma'o, Lema'ute dechanak deumtza, pshita ha'anes. In other words,
maybe from the fact that it says that puts some O, that therefore it's obvious to confusing to know that.
And therefore, more than bracha chona, but also, what's his point? It's a simple seeming line. We know the Rosh is saying, Rabbi Isai? He's answering the question we just asked, yeah, which is?
It's not necessarily equated to Refuah.
But if you don't equate to Refuah, what do you mean it's not equated to Refuah?
Well, because what we were trying to draw this whole thing, that the reason why you wouldn't say Baruch Rishona by Chankasei Omsa is because we're equating that whole thing to Refuah. We're saying, oh, Refuah, it's not necessarily an us. You don't make the bracha rishon over there. So over here also, you're not making the bracha rishon. The Rosh is making the point. No, obviously you're not going to make the bracha rishon anyway. You can't make the bracha rishon. So it's not that you're not making the bracha rishon because it's Refuah.
The Tosa Rosh is asking. Let me rephrase what I think you're saying. Tosa Rosh is asking. 1 second. Now that we're looking at the Gaon, we're saying, hey, the Gaon have a good point. Where did Tosas come from to read the whole Gemara Lamed Vav with the interplay of Refuah and Hana into this Gemara? Very simple, two line Gemara and Daf Mem Hei. What did it say? Litzma was supposed to Chanak Diumtza. Maybe it's like the Gonim said, Chanak Diumtza means you're choking. So you can't make a bracha because you're choking. Says Tosas Arash, you know why that's untenable? Because Mahotzrik Lishnos. I need a Mishnah to tell me if I can't make a bracha, I don't make a bracha. Shkoyach, if you can't make a bracha, don't make a bracha. Is that such a chiddush? If you say the much more expansive conceptual understanding of Chanak Diumtza means, I could make a bracha, I want that to happen. Mom is choking, here we come back to our physiological research. I could make a bracha, I'm not mechuyev to make a bracha. For Tosarah, for Baliatosas, all the Baliatosas, Gemara is making a halachic comment that I could make a bracha, or even let's say I'm going to pregame my Chanak Diumtza. I'm about to take a pill, so I'm going to drink water to swallow the pill. It's not that I can't make a bracha. I could make a bracha and drink. No, it's a halachic point. If the only reason you're drinking is for some peripheral purpose, you're not mechuyev to drink. Oh, okay, so that's taka halachic kiddush. One could have imagined you make a bracha kamash, well, you know. Okay, so that one word in the Mishnah, you and us, you put the word litzmo in the Mishnah to teach me this whole concept. Okay, But according to the Tosfos Rosh Hashanah, according to Gaon, what if you don't say have to tell me if you can't make a bracha, don't make a bracha? Well, yeah, obviously, if you can't make a bracha, don't make a bracha. Okay, if you're choking, you can't make a bracha, so drink without making a bracha. Why is that such a chiddush? Unless you say, well, he's not mamish dying, just do Heimlich and then don't drink at all. Okay, so but that's what Tosfos Rosh is pushing back against the Gaonim. What or to put it differently, what prompted Tosfos to look at this simple seeming Gemara and plug in the whole Hanar Rafua Gemara from Amavav because of Tosfos Rosh's kasha? Because otherwise, if you just read the Gemara face value, he can't make a bracha because he's choking. They're halachic nafkimis, but moreover, it's shver, it's difficult. It's very difficult to read through that. That's what the Mishnah came to tell me. My kamashron. Oh, Elamai, kamashron. It doesn't mean that you can't make a bracha. It means that you physically could, but halachically aren't required to. That, but why should that be? So that's already a chiddush. The question is, why? Why am I not mechuyev to? So it says, Laman Vav is the clue. It explains going, you know why you're not mechuyev to? Because Chanak Yomtze is not bad. But it's neutral, like refuah. But Laman Vav, you didn't make the bracha on the Shemin because there was also an Ashtiyah. Mine is no an Ashtiyah. And that's how Tosfos puts everything all together. And that's how things hang together smoothly. Now, I should mention, I think that this idea is resurrected. The Gaonim's idea is resurrected somewhat. Clearly, Balyat Tosfos read Anus, two things. Number the Balyat Tosfos gave us a psak, which was other drinks by Chanak Tumtz, you do make a bracha. Number two, and again, the Kama Halacha Maisa, I want to drink orange juice with my pill, do I make a shakona? Tosfos says yes. And number two, Tosfos had rejected the Gaonim's understanding of the Gemara that has to do with Anus. And they said, Anus, of course you can. So those two points are both debated in a new way when you open up the tour and specifically the Beis Yosef, and I would love to take questions as well. But first, let's take a look inside together. I'll show you something that will knock your socks off. Rabbein Yeruchim, here in the narrow lines of the Beis Yosef, here they say the tour Paskins quotes the Re. Now it's now we have a name attached. The reason one who says shows the mind before you don't make a bracha, but shar mashkim nene b'shtiyas and uvetaimam, you do make a bracha. Gevaldik. But then with the Beis Yosef, so the Beis Yosef first says it does his job of giving you the Maram Kamos. He says that Ken Kamsu Shamatosos, Rebbeinu Yona quotes it, and the Rush quotes it. If you look in the Rush, the Pesachim in the back, you'll see it matches remarkably the Tosfos Rosh, and that's exactly where the Piskei Rosh often comes from. Tosfos Rosh was the his Masorah from earlier Balyat Tosfos, which he then quoted Lahalacha in the Piskei Rosh in the back of the Gemara. And then he quotes more, he gives you a praises, Beisos gives you a praises of the Tosfos, Hey, Kosovah Mordechai, but then here in the narrow lines, Peish Shin Yud, Rabbein Yeruchim Kasav, the Zel Lashono, what the Rishonim provides? Shasa shum davar l'refua. Oh, achal lo yivarech alav. No bracha whatsoever. And he says that's what the Rama, one of the early Sephardi Rishonim, wrote. You don't make a bracha. The Rama, another Rabbi Yeruchim, according to Rama, he disagreed with Tosfos. If you're eating or drinking anything l'refua, you do not make a bracha. Wow. Number one, it's against the Gemara. It's against Tosfos. What? I'm sorry. The Torah is in the middle. Yeah. This around the side, you see the Beis Yosef, Yosef Karo. Quoting the Rabbein Yeruchim, quoting the Rama. Disagreeing with Tosfos. Let me show you something else. Kasav Ba'ol Moed, a couple lines down. Kasav Ba'ol Moed. The Shem HaRa'ah. Kol Achila. If you're forced to eat, the guy puts a gun to your head and says, eat that sandwich. Okay? Eat the sandwich. Guy puts a gun to head, says eat the sandwich, you eat the sandwich. Do you make a bracha? No bracha. No bracha. That's not called hana, no bracha. Onas. Onas. Wow. Onas. We've heard that before. But this is a different type of onas. This isn't onas in the sense of I'm incapable of reciting, verbalizing a bracha because I'm choking. It's not I'm nenas and therefore cannot make a bracha. I'm nenas, it's an achila ba'onas. I don't want to eat this. I have to eat it. I have to eat it because there's some external, some nutcase is holding a gun. Or I have to drink the water because there's something that lodges in my throat. I'm not interested in drinking water, but I have no choice. A guy dislodges from my throat. That's another way. That might be another way of understanding the Gaonim. Bali Atosa did not understand the Gaonim that way. Bali Atosa seemed to have understood the Gaonim meant, I can't say the bracha. I'm incapable of saying the bracha. But it could be the Gaonim also meant, this is how you might resurrect the Gaonim. Maybe by honest they meant, not that I'm honest, I'm incapable of saying the bracha, but I'm incapable, I have no choice but whether or not to drink this water. I'm not drinking this water voluntarily. I'm drinking the water because I must to clear my throat. That's not hana. That's not something that qualifies. And Ibrazai, so it could be then you understand Rabbeinu Yerucham, who seems to understand that anything you eat in Lerefuah is out, because that's an onus. If I must eat this, if I have no choice but to eat this, so then the hana disappears. Halacha lamasa, we do not accept that. Halacha lamasa, the Ramah talks about. The Ramah does consider that question of maybe if I'm mamish honest to eat, I don't make a bracha. But halacha maisa, certainly we pass it like the Bali Atosos that if I'm having some the simple reading of the Gemara Lamed Vav, if I'm having something other than water for refuah, I make a bracha. If I'm having something other than water to clear my throat, I make a bracha. But if there's no hana, as Tosaf said back in Lamed Vav, and now we appreciate Tosaf in Lamed Vav. If I'm drinking mashkim ra'im lirafuah, they don't taste good. It's purely just medicinal. It's either neutral like water or worse than neutral. It tastes bad, so then it's only lirafuah. So then again, we do accept the approach of Tosaf that the refuah is not a poter. Chanak Yom is not a poter. It's just a lack of mechayev. Now, in terms of other scenarios, the beer halacha is a fantastic tzir. He says, what if I'm drinking water because I have a suffik bracha chrona? I had a little candy. I'm not sure if I had kazayas or not. So I'll take a glass of water, and then I know I had a revius. And then I can make a bar nefashas. Or two guys wash and want to make a zimun, so I'll drink water to be in order to be the third person to starve to the zimun. So the beer halacha says, says that's a great third case. And he says the irony. I see you enjoy the irony. The irony is you're eating this, drinking that water purely for halachic purposes. As a result, it is not effective for your halachic purpose because there's no hana. And how does he know that? He said, look at the Rambam. How did the Rambam quote this? As an Asai Rabbeinu Manoach, perhaps maybe on the Rabbeinu Rucham team, he may think that other drinks also you don't, again, we don't pass them like that. But the Rambam, how does the Rambam say, Chanak de Umtza? Hashosa maim shalolir vos tzema'o. If you drink water other than to quench your thirst, you don't need a bracha lo lefanav, the low lacharav. Number he expressly rejects the sheet of the Gaonim. Lacharav also no bracha. And chanak diumtza is not about the chanak diumtza. It's about the lack of hana. It's not litzma'o. So he says if it's for some incidental purpose, it's because your throat is dry, because your mouth is dry, because you want to be mechayv yourself in a bracha. If it's not about the hana shtia, so then there's no. To warm up, to cool down, there's room perhaps to disagree. Maybe that's also hana There's hanav that summer could be the cause. Given the temperature of the water, hot or cold, there may also be inherent hanav from the thing itself, as opposed to just fixing a problem. If it's just about fixing a problem, so then you're taka pater, and that is how we paskin, and that is a little bit of an appreciation of how a line in a tosis, a line in Tosis Yehuda, and a line in Gemara, all of a sudden, if your eyes are open, they're putting together in very rich ways and ways that are halacha l'maisim. So next week, we're going to pick up with the other hanging thread, which is Ikar and Tefel. And let me just add one final nakud that I left out during the shiur, that Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, here on location, Simon Reish, Dalad, Sifches, Dumaschal Hashosa. I mentioned earlier that he talks about, as an example of a middle case, the case where I'm drinking water for halachic purposes because I want to be mitzdarf to Zimun, or because I want to be sure that I'm chayiv in Bracha Chrona. He goes on to mention a different case which he thinks, unlike the halachic cases, is chayiv, and that he brings a raya from the Rishonim. Brachas Mem Aleph Amid Beis, when the Gemara talks about what's included in the Hamotzi and Birkas Hamazon of a meal, and which sort of items require their own bracha. So he points out, if you read some of the Rishonim there, Brachas Mem Aleph Amid Beis, it seems like if you're drinking water, Lishros Ochel Shibameyah, if you're drinking at the end, the way some people drink tea just to sort of help the food digest, that does require a bracha. That would be the equivalent of Litzma'o, and not chanak de umtsa. So that's important because it does expand the sense of what's considered hanav water that is chayiv. It's not only if it's strictly for hydration because you're thirsty, it could also be another type of natural hana of drinking water, such as the impact it has on the rest of the food in your belly. And that would already indicate that maybe we should include, as I mentioned earlier at the end of the shiur, maybe we should similarly also be mechayev you a shahakol if you're drinking water in order to cool down or in order to warm up.